Pede Gimel and Mesechtas Edevin is learned Lilu Nishmas, the benefit of the soul of Sarah Elke, Bashneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away in Achron Shul Pesach, Yalofim Tov Shinayin. This Mishnayis is learned B'Terech Shnas HaVeilus, Lilu Nishmosot, Hei Nishmosot, Tzrur B'Tzrur Rachay. Pede Gimel Mishna Aleph. Bakoil Me'arvin, with all types of food and with all types of drinks, can you make an Eruv Tuchumim, an Eruv to be able to walk out of the boundaries. Umishtatfim, and you can participate, all people of the street. The Erev Tuchumim basically is the halacha that on Shabbos one is not permitted to go more than 2,000 ames from his city. And if one needs to go more than 2,000 ames, then he has to place an Erev, on Erev Shabbos before nighttime. So at the end of the 2,000th Amah, and he puts an Erev of bread or some other food, and then we consider it as if he's living at the end of the 2,000th Amah, so he's able to walk an additional 2,000 Amahs from that point or not. Shitufe Muvois, participation of the streets, that means that when you take together bread from all people who live in the street, and you put it into one yard, and that is makes it that as if all the people of the street were where the yard is, so they become all like one yard, and everybody is permitted to carry from their own yards into the street. So the Erev in Kisa, the Mishnah, can be made of all the items, chutz min hamayim umin hamelech, besides water and besides salt. Va'akol nikra bekesef maiser. If you exchanged the fruit of Maiser Sheni for money, so then you can purchase for the money, when you bring it up to Yerushalayim, any type of food or drinks, chutz min hamayim min hamelech, exception of water and salt. Hanoyder min hamozin, if one who made a vow, and he said that anything, any food that's satisfied is prohibited to me, mutar b'mayim b'melech, he is permitted to drink water and use salt. Ma'arvim l'nozir b'yayin. A nozir is permitted to put an erev of wine. Well, Yisrael b'truma, for a Yisrael, you can put an erev from truma. Sumchus ha'imer, sumchus says b'chulin. Sumchus says, for a Yisrael, you can place an erev only chulin, but not, you cannot use truma. Ule koyen b'veis ha'pras. And for a koyen, you can put an erev in a field, which at one point there was a grave over there, and the grave has been, lost over the entire field. It's been plowed through. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu beis akvaris, even in a graveyard." So you can also there place a native for a kohen. Bipnei yochaleilich lachutz v'lechel, because he can go inside the cemetery in a covered carriage, and that would separate between him and between the kohen and the beis hakvaris, and then he does not become tamei, and he'll eat it on the wagon where he is. Does the Bartanura Bakol Ma'arvin? Eruv Tchumim. He's talking about here the Eruv of Tchumim to go more than 2,000 Amos. The Ilu Eruv Chatzedus, because when you make an Eruv of the courtyards, Ein Ma'arvin Elo Bepas. Over there you can only make an Eruv with bread. V'hai Bakoil Ditnan B'masnisin. And this that the Mishnah says with everything, Lav Davkid, is not necessarily so. K'dabrim B'gemara. As the Gemara says, in Lemeidim in Hakoil, we cannot learn even from where it says all, afilu mokosh nam b'mchutz, even in places where it says Bakoil, with the exception. The Hochatanan Bakoil ma'arvin, it says you can be ma'arvin with everything. And we know that there's additional things besides the Maim and the Melech, as the Bartanura will explain in the next piece, and still it says Bakoil, and it says Chutz, it still doesn't mean everything, and it's Lav Dafkin. As the Batanur says, chutz min hamayim min hamelech, the exception of water and salt. Ikonami, and there is also kmehin upatriois, mushrooms, the ein ma'arvin, that you cannot make an eid of them, v'loy mishtatvin, and also in a movi, you cannot participate in the street. The lav mozin, you know, because they're not considered to be nourishing, they're not food, k'moy mayim u'malach, and they are in the same category as water and salt. Also, umishtatvim. Shtatvim means shetufei mevois, to making the partnership and combining these streets. So that can do bakoil. Bakoil nikar bekesef meiser, and you can buy all kinds of things with the meiser money. Kidiksiv, as it says in the pasuk in Dvarim, Yudalat v'nasato hakesef b'chol ashtav nafshecha, so that the money that you exchanged, you can give in everything that your heart desires. So you can buy everything. Chutz min amayim umin hamelach. With the exception of salt, water and salt. The lav pri mi prihu, because that's not a fruit from a fruit. And we learn out from the pasuk that it has to be a pri mi pri in order to be used for the maaser. Further, the Mishnah said, "Noyder min hamozin," one who makes a vow not to have mozin. So, what does that mean? Zakdu Bartanura, loy da Omar. It's not talking about that he said, "Yosar alai mozin," that food should be prohibited. Me, the ein nikra mozin elo chavishes haminim design it. Then, because when if one says that, the only thing that is really called as mozin is only the seven. The five types that they nurture and they support, sadi, support the heart, they satisfy the person. So in that case, you wouldn't be able to do it everything. Hello, but rather we're talking about that everything is prohibited. Is going to Omar, he says, Kol hazon olai koinim. Anything that satisfy me is koinim. Not Yosalai Mozin, but Kol Azone like him. So he says, V'chol Mili, but, and then all items, Zainim, as being Lefishot, to a temporary, they satisfy and they nurture for a temporary, Chutz Bin Amayim V'Melach, with the exception of water and Melach. So therefore, in the case where he said, Kol Azone like Koinim, he would be prohibiting upon himself everything else besides Mayim and Melach. Ma'arvim le'nozir b'yayin. You can make the erev with even for another with wine. The afal gav delay chazi lididei. For although it's not fit for him, chazi la'achrine, it's fit for others, and that's sufficient for the erev. Or the Yisrael b'truma, also the chazi le'kahanim, because for a kahanim it's fit. But Sumchus disagrees. Sumchus says b'chulin. He says the midi Sumchulin the midi. The chazir lebeinan, because we need something that is fit for him. Ubayayin the nazir lepolik simchus. Simchus doesn't disagree that wine you could use as an erev for the nazir. Mipnei sheefsher, because as far as a nazir, it's possible sheyishla nazir al nidre, that the nazir will ask by a chacham to release him from his vow. And then the wine will be permissible to him by Yisrael Shabbos in that Shabbos. So it will be Chazilah. Aval Truma, but with regards to Truma, that's impossible to be fit for a Yisrael. Shafilu Yishal Hamafrisha Truma Olei. Let's say that the one who separated and made this into Truma, which is only fit for the Kohen, is going to ask and he's going to absolve and he's going to make it no more Truma. So it's as if it has not been separated. But then it goes back to being tevel, and not part of a non-trumed grain or whatever, and that's prohibited to eat from it. He has to go ahead and separate another truma. On a Shabbos you can't give truma, so there's no way that the Israel is going to eat that truma. Afilu bein hashmoshes. Even in bein hashmoshes you can't do that, because the truma needs to be done, the eruv needs to be applied bein hashmoshes. And this, so if it was at least bein hashmoshes that he can be mashil, he can ask and be mafresh truma, then we can say that it would be chazilei. But you cannot be mafresh truma even bein hashmoshes. Hilkach lechazilei, that's why it's not fit for him. But vein halacha kisumchus, halacha is not like sumchus, that even if it's not fit for him, but if it's fit for somebody else, that qualifies for a native. Likewise, you can do l'koyin b'peis apras, for a koyin to put the erev in a beis apras in a place that was once a grave, and then it has been plowed apart. Now, this is not the continuation of sumchus, because stamahi, that's the nameless statement. V'lav sumchus ka'amar lo, not sumchus is saying it, because according to sumchus, that wouldn't be a qualified erev, because it has to be chazaleh, and it's not chazaleh to the kohen. Beis HaPras, he says, the Beis HaPras is a sode, that's a field, shenechresh bo kever, that a grave has been plowed in it. So mutar lekoyin lekones shom, a koyin is permitted to enter the shumana peyach v'heilich, while he's blowing and keeps on going, v'reya, and he sees shenenei geyeh b'etzim kisoyre, that he's not touching a bone which is the size of a barley. Shomachi mutar litin eruvi shom, and that's why he's permitted to give his eruv there, because he can enter the place that he placed his eruv, so him and his eruv in the same place. So not like I said before, the Matnuris just explained, this does follow sumchus, because it is just he's saying this is not from the words of sumchus, but this is rather a continuation of the words of the Mishnah, but this would follow sumchus' opinion. But the reason that it doesn't go like sumchus, because even though according to the Tanakama disagrees on sumchus, it's chazil achrina, but it still has to be, everybody agrees that it has to be hu v'ruv v'makim echad. So this is not only negeya to chazile or not, this is negeya whether he and the thing is b'makim echad. That's not only sumchus, everybody would hold that. And therefore, we're saying that the koyim beis apras is okay. And Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu beis akvaris. Says, b'pnei sheyochel leilich l'chutz lechel, he can eat it outside. What does it mean, l'chutz? Lasis mechitze b'nei l'kever. He can make a wall between him and the grave. Shelo yahil, so he should not be resting over the kever. Kegoin sheyikonis shom b'sheyde tevo migdal. For example, he will enter there in a sheyde tevo migdal. That's a covered kind of a box, in a towering box, or this kind of box, different kinds of boxes, and he would, that will be a separation. Almo chazile. So we see that it is fit for him, the food that he put in the basic forest for the coin. Uplukta the Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonon mukminim b'gemore. Disagreement of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, the Gemara interprets it, that filu bi Yisrael pligi Rabbanon alei de Rabbi Yehuda. That even by Yisrael, the Chachamim disagree and Rabbi Yehuda, the Amri, and they say the ein manich niru v'tchum beis akvaris, that we're not allowed to place that v'tchum beis akvaris. Well, they knock at Koyen, but the mention of Koyen over here, why are we talking specifically about Koyen? El ledich kechad Rabbi Yehuda. Just to teach you the strength of Rabbi Yehuda's position, that even by Koyin, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's permitted to put it in the cemetery. And this is really what the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda sovar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, afal gav de osur lehonus v'deshtamish v'isak kvoris. Although it is prohibited to benefit and to use in a cemetery, it is permissible to place their native, because you cannot do a native tchumim only for the purpose of a mitzvah. And mitzvahs were not given to benefit. So, therefore, it's not considered a benefit. Even though the Erev is being guarded over there, that he wants to use, after it's been acquired, the Erev, because during the Ben Hashmoshes it acquires it, and the mitzvah has already been done with the Ben Hashmoshes, so that he can go for the Tchumim, has been done. And this is being guarded there the entire Shabbos. Because some of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't od the makpid alei ruvei. A person doesn't care about the erevim over the nignuf if it's lost or stolen. La'achar shekona, after it acquired it. And therefore, there is no benefit from the Beis HaKvaris to the person, because the mitzvah part of it, that it was koine ben hashmoshes, that's not a benefit, because mitzvah's love then is nidno. And the fact that later on it keeps it guard for him, the Beis HaKvaris, that he's going to get the item back, he thought the person doesn't care about the Erev if it gets lost or stolen after he acquired the thing. But Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold that Odom makpid al eruvei la'achar shekona. A person does care about the Erev after he acquired Vereitza, and he wants him, Yigonav, and he wants that it shouldn't be stolen. Hilkoch she'erev mishtamer beis hakvaris kol haShabbos, when the Erev is being guarded in the cemetery the entire Shabbos, la'achar shekona ben hashmoshes, after it already was koina during ben hashmoshes, v'nigbara mitzvasei, and the mitzvah has been completed after ben hashmoshes, nimtzu mishtamesh b'isuri hanah. So it comes out that he's using with something which is prohibited to benefit from. Shakvoris asurim banoah, because the graves are prohibited banoah ulefikoch, and therefore lo yinich adam erev beis hakvoris. A person cannot leave an erev beis hakvoris. So anybody, so Yisrael, even the halacha kechachomim, and the halacha is like the chachomim. Mishnah Beis. Ma'arvin bidmai, you can make an erev with dmai, that is bread that was made from grain that was bought by a non-learned person, by an am ha'aretz, ubemais edition shenitl tremosei, and with bread that from the tvuo mais edition was taken, from the maiser you've given truma, ubemais sheni vehegdesh nivdu, and with bread that was made from grain of Maiser Sheni or from a Hegdash that have been redeemed from their holiness. Kahanim b'chala, and Kahanim can make an Erev out of chala, b'truma, and with truma, avaloi b'tevel, but not with bread that is made from grain that you have not given truma. Avaloi b'maiser rishon sheloi nitlo trumosei, and not with bread that it was made from the grain of Maiser Rishon that you have not given truma of it, and not with bread that was made from the grain of Maiser Sheni or Hegdash that have not been redeemed from their holiness. We learned this specifically in the Mishnah in Perek Befanim, in Mishnah Aleph. We'll see in the Batanura. Hashaleich erove biyad chereshet v'kotten, one who sends his aid of tchumim for 2,000 miles, either through a person who's deaf or one who's not sane, or through a child, biyad mishen amed be'erov, or by hand, by a person who does not believe in the erov, means an apokeres, ein erov, then it's not an erov. And if he said to another person, a kosher, reliable Jew, he should take it from the chereshet v'kotten, or from the person who doesn't admit an erev, and he tells him to place the erev, how is the erev? Then it is a good erev. Says the Bar Tanura, arvin bidmai, that you can make an erev bidmai. So that means bekikah shenilkecha Na'am ha'oretz, a loaf that was bought, has been bought from an am ha'oretz, v'lo hifrish memena trumas ma'iser shel d'mai, and he hasn't separated of it the trumas ma'iser d'mai. Or also b'ma'iser rishen shenitlo trumosei, u'ma'iser shenim hegde shenivdu. Zakt de Bartanura, kula mufroshim b'sechta Shabbos b'mpedik mufanim. Briefly, ma'aser rishon shenitlo trumosei, that is when the Levi goes to the granary while the stalks, not the granary, he goes while the stalks are still growing, when before there was a chiyuv of Meiser, of Truma, and he goes and he takes Meiser from it. And then, from this Meiser, he's supposed to give Truma from it, a Meiser min a Meiser, that's the tenth from the Meiser that the Levi took. He doesn't need to give the Truma Gedoyla because he took it before there was a Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv of Truma Gedoyla only begins after the Miruach, after they cut it off, and they're by the granary, they were mareich, they straighten it out. That's when the chiv of truma. But since he took the ma'aser levi before, while it was still in the stock, so then he doesn't have to give the truma gedola. But as long as he's given nitla trumosa, he would be okay. Same thing is ma'aser sheni v'hegdish shenivdu. That has to be the chiddush is that even though they haven't given a fifth, because we have to add, when you redeem it, you have to add a fifth to the value. So that's considered a loan, and therefore you can use it, the extra, but it's okay to use, and one is allowed to eat it. That's the chiddush over there. And also the kohanim b'chala, because that belongs to them. But then it says, avaloi b'tevel, of course, because that's usur, so that's not edible for them. Lechazi, avaloi b'maaser ishi shelenitlo trumosoi. That means that, you know, even if he didn't give the truma of the maaser ishi, that's maaser min ha-maaser that Levi has to give to the kohen. So then that is usur. He can't eat it. And also avaloi b'maaser sheni v'hegdash lenivdu. It means to say they weren't redeemed properly, because by Maaser Sheni it says it has to be Vitzarta Kesef, it has to have a Tzura, and he didn't do it. Okay, the Gemara explains over there, just a little remembering what we says in the Gemara in Shabbos over there. Hashaleach es Eruvai Biyad Cheresh, says the Bar Tanura, one who sends the Erev in the hands of one who's mute or Shaitan or Cotton. Says the Bat Nura, Leilicha L'Seif Alpayim Amot, so that he should carry it to the end of 2,000 Amot. V'davke Be'eruvi Tuchumim, this is only specifically with regards to the Erev Tuchumim, Eine Erev, it's not an Erev, Sholcha B'yad Kotten, if he sends it in the hand of a minor. Avo Be'eruvi Chatzeres, but as far as an Erev Chatzeres, Kaimalon, we have the Halacha that Kotten gave us a Erev, that a Kotten can go and collect from all the house, all the participate the Erev. Or if he sends it also, one who doesn't agree to the dinam of Erev, going kusi or tzeduki, those are the kusi and the tzedukim, they didn't believe in the Erev. But if he says to another person who's a kosher, who's a religious person who believes and is a normal person, lekablim in apostle, to receive the apostle, and it's the kosher who's the one who's going to bring it to the end of 2,000 amas. Then it's an eruv. Conditionally, that he should stand and see at the time that the apostle gives it to the hands of the kosher. Even though he doesn't see that the kosher is taking it, because the assumption is that a one who sent for a job will do the job. So what's the chiddush over here? What's the chiddush? I mean, if he's serving, giving it over, how is that different than him giving it to the other person? Which, so what are we, why should it be different when you're giving over to the chiddush of Chodin? But maybe one say that he doesn't take them serious, so he doesn't do the shlichus that comes through a chiddush of Chodin. Chiddush is still he does the shlichus. Mishnah Gimel. What happens if Nisonei Be'ilon, if he places the Erev that he gave him, he places it on a tree? Lamayla Masorot Tvachim. Not talking give him, we're talking about a person places his Erev Poshet on a tree, which is on a place which belongs to many people, but he places it Lahayr and Ten Tvachim, and the tree is four tefachim wide, ein eruv erev. That erev is not considered to be an erev, because since it's in the public domain and the tree is a private domain, the erev that he's putting is in Shish Yochid, so then he's not able to take the erev to eat it. But what happens l'mayla masorot tefachim? If it's l'mata masorot tefachim, if he placed it below 10 tefachim, Eruv Eruv, then the Eruv is a good Eruv because he can take it. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. Nesonei Beboir, if he places the Eruv in a pit, and the pit is in a field, and the field is not a public domain, So therefore, afilu, even amik me'ama, that the depth of the pit is 100 amas deep, eruv eruv, the eruv is a good eruv. The son eberesha koner, eberesha kundus, if he places it on the top of a thick piece of stick or on a thin stick, bizmanshu tolush, if the stick is detached from the tree, the notes, and it's stuck in the ground, afilu gavoy me'amas, even if the stick is 100 amas high, but he's not 4 tvachim wide, had is a eruv, that is a kosher good eruv. Soni b'migdol, if he placed the eruv in a tower, meaning in a box, looks like a tower made out of wood, and he locks the migdol, v'avada mafteich, and he loses the key, had is a eruv, it's still a good eruv. Rav Lezer says, im eni yedei shem mafteich b'mekoyim ein eruv, if he doesn't know that the key is on its place and is in its place by next to the migdol, then the eruv is not a good eruv. Says the Bartanura, Nesone be'ilon, if he places the eruv on a tree, ha'imet b'rishus harabim, the tree is standing in the rishus harabim, v'yesh b'arba tfachim, and there is 4 tfachim there, al arba tfachim, 4x4, or yeser or more, so then it's not good. What happens, will the ma'ilim yudah in eruv eruv? Why? If it's higher than 10 tfachim, it gives it on a tree, which is 4x4, if it's higher than 10 tfachim, it's not a good eruv. The kiv and the ilarach of dalid lemayla masora, since it's wide four beyond above the ten tefachim, habrishus ayochi, that's a private domain. Who koy neshvisosay brishus rab, he is trying to acquire his resting in the brishus rab. The kiv and the habiboy lemishkol iruvei, since had he wanted to take his eruv michle needed b'shar sheiruv zechelay, at the time that the eruv was meriting for him that spot. Dainu Benash Moshe, that during the time of Benash Moshe, Leimotzi, then he would not be able to, Leimotzi Shokile, he would not be able to take it, the Maisim, Rishus Yoch, Rishus Harabim, because he would be taking, carrying from the Rishus Yoch to the public domain, Lohavi Erev, that's not a native. What happens if it's Lamata Masora? Har Ezas Erev, then it is a native. And the Lamata Masora, because below 10, Karmelisi, that is a Karmelis. The chol mishloisha of the ad tisha, because any area from 3 to 9, berechav arboa, it's wide 4, karmelisi, that's considered a karmelis. Bekiv on the ishokile the uruve, since if he would take the aid of en kanele isur shvus, there would only be here violating, there's only a prohibition of a shvus midrabonon, harez eruv, that's an eruv. Umasnis in the Ar Mishneh Rebbe, he goes according to the opinion of Rebbe. The Omar, who says, called over Shumishum Shvus, that any item which is only prohibited because of a Shvus, the Gozro lo Ben Hashmoshes, the Chachamim did not decree on it during the Ben Hashmoshes. Ubishosha Erev Zecheloi, and the time that the Erev merits for him, the Hainu Ben Hashmoshes, that is Ben Hashmoshes, Motzi Shokeloi, then he could take it. Because, as Rabbi holds, that if it's Mishum Shvus, the Gozro lo Ben Hashmoshes. Benimtsuhu Veiruv, Mokam Echot, so it turns out that him and his Erev are in the same place, Hilkach Havi, Erev, that's why it is an Erev. What happens if Nesone b'boir, if he puts it in the Erev in a boir, and the boir is Sheba Karmelis, that's in the Karmelis. Keep going. For example, it's Sheba Biko, that's in the valley, Sheba Sodas in the field. When it's Kavan Lishbez b'Biko, he wanted, intended to Koine Shvisa, that his place of resting should be in the valley, or Sheba Sodas in the field. Harize Erev. Then is an Erev. The bird atzmei, the bird itself, Rishus HaYochid, is a Rishus HaYochid. Vu kona shvisa b'karmelis, and he's kona shvisa b'karmelis. Vu b'shosh ha'erev zecheloi. And at the time that the erev merits from Dainu in Hashemoshes, that's during Hashemoshes, Motzi Shokilei, he can take it. Kerebi, the Omar, as Rabbi, who says, as we mentioned before, called over shuv mishum shvus, that if the prohibition on the shvus, the gozor of Ben Hashemoshes, the Chum did not decree upon the Ben Hashemoshes, so on Ben Hashemoshes is a lot of carry, that's when it's kind of shvisa, so therefore it's huve ruve b'mokem echad, and it's kind. So then if he puts, he says, if he puts it on the top of a stick, a big stick, a small stick, if it's detached, even if it's high 100 amas, it's a native. Explains the Bartanura, afilu gavoye me amas, even if it's high 100 amas. Ve'ein lamato reichav arba, and below, it's not 4 amas. The lav rishu seyochid hu, then it's not the rishu seyochid. Ve'af al gav de lamay lerochav arba, even though that on top, it is four. The Erev Agabe Mokim Dalet Ba'inon. So what the Bartanura is saying here is that the if we don't have Lamata, we don't have Reichav Dalet, then the fact that Lamailo is Reichav Dalet doesn't help. It's still not a Rishus Yachid. But we have to say that Lamailo is Reichav Dalet because the Erev Agabe Mokim Dalet Ba'inon, because we need the Erev to be in a place of Dalet. So the top has to be Dalet over there. But still, it doesn't matter because since Lamato, it's not Reichav Arba, is not a Rishus Yachid, and therefore, and it's still laying on a Mokum Dalad and Erev, but it's still not in a Rishus Yachid, it's still a Karmelis, and therefore, Benesh Moshe, when it's Kaina, is okay. I think it's a Karmelis, but whatever, but even if it's a Karmelis, it'll be okay. Talush Vinot, Atenuris, the Mishnah says that the condition provided that it is detached and it's stuck in, then it would be okay. But not if it is mechuber. Explains the Bartanur. Talush v'noot would have a erev only if that stick is detached and it's stuck into the ground. Aval mechuber, but if it is attached to the ground, lo have a erev, then it would not be considered erev. Why? Mishum dechishoki lei, because when he takes it, when he will take the erev gezeira, we worry, we have a decree, shema yiktem, that he might, so that we're afraid if that stick would be attached, he might, you know, just break it off. The reason why we're afraid, lefisha hakone rachu, because the stick is, the kone is very soft, and ikal megzer, that's why we have to worry, shema yiktim, and that's why it's only when it's tolush. Ki chocolate, because when he's going to come to take the erev, he's going to come and take it. And that's why the Chachamim that wouldn't allow it only if it's detached. Aval Ilon, but if it's a regular tree, so before we allowed it to be detached on the tree, if it's not 4x4, that's koshahu, that's hard, and we're not worried that he's going to come and tear it out because he can't tear out a tree. Ubein hashmoshes, and during ben hashmoshes, l'shem o yalav yitloish, by the tree now, why do we allow it? Let's be afraid that he might go up and then he's going to detach. Loich hashinah, we don't worry that he's, during ben hashmoshes, he's going to go up, we're not having a gezerah, so we allow him to put an erev on the tree. If it's not four amas, and it's if it's not a shusayachit. Because we don't worry that he's going to climb the tree and detach over there. As we don't let one use a tree during Shabbos, because of that gezeira going to go up. But for this, Ben Hashmosh would not worry. Aval ketimas kone, but for a person to go ahead and chop off the kone, that stick, I did the rekicha, because it is soft. Vade mekatma, for sure he's going to take it off. Umachayv mishum koitzer, then he's going to be liable for cutting. So therefore, the Chacham only allowed this Rizman Shul Tolush, the notes, but not if it's attached. Inam, another reason. Konev akundus, person will exchange and make a mistake, a attached for a detached. The konev harbet lushim neutzim venirim kim chabar, because there are many sticks that are detached, that are stuck in, but they look same as if they're connected. And, that's why there is to worry, to make a gzera, we should decree shem or yiktein b'mechuber, that a person might cut off an attached piece, v'yachshev shu tolush, and he may think that it's detached because they're just, they look alike. So if you're going to allow him to have it on an attached, you may think that it's detached. So therefore, we can't live. Avo be'ilon lekle mixer shema yale v'yitloish, that he might go up and he's going to tear v'yita l'achshev, and he's going to make a mistake to think the tolushu that is detached. And therefore, the Chachamim don't allow by a stick, even though only if it's detached. The other halacha, the Mishnah said, what happens when nesonei b'migdol shel eitz v'ovad hamafteach? If he places the Erev in the tower, in the wooden case, and he lost the key, how does the Erev? It's a good Erev. And that is in a situation, like example, Shamin al Kosher, Bechutim ubim chavolim, that the lock is tied with strings and with ropes. Shimlo yimtza mafteach, that if he cannot find the key, yafshir lechotcho ela b'sakin, he cannot cut him only with his knife. So Tana Kama Sover, that the first Tana holds that says that it's an Erev, holds Hoyil ve'afshir l'tayach al yidei shiach l'chavolim b'sakin, since it's possible to open up the migdol by cutting the rope with a knife, and kanisur skila, there is no prohibition of skila over here, a violation of a din min haTorah, al isur shvus, only an isur of midrabanan, the makalkel hu b'chatichas chavolim, because he will be ruining the by cutting the rope. V'chola makalkel and peturim. Then if you makalkel, you potter, so it's only a shvus midrabanan. The isur shvus b'enash moshes. B'shas Knis Erev, and the prohibition of the Yisrael Rabbana that takes place during Ben Hashmoshes, B'shas Knis Erev, when he acquires the Erev, Le'gozrabay, the Chum didn't decree, Kedamor, as we said before, the Shittus of Rabbi, Hilkach, Havi Erev, that's why it's an Erev, the Motzi Maisi Sakin, he can bring an Ife Yachtel the Chavolim, and to cut the Chavolim, Shokel Le'ruv, and take the Erev, so it's who, Ve'ruv, and Mokam Echel. But Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer holds, Enkli Nitl, Elo Lutzerich Tashmishik, that a keli cannot be taken bechlal only for its use, for its specific use. Also the taltel hasakin, and it's prohibited to move the knife kidilachta chavolim to cut the ropes she'ain tashmishay for its uses elolachta chayichlam just to cut food. Since there is two prohibitions that Rabbana. First of all, there's tiltel hasakin, which is asur mitzad mukta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chatiches achavolim, and also cutting the rope, afilu l'Rabbi, so achil chavolim, which is a mitzvah rabbanan, it's a makalkul. So afilu l'Rabbi d'Omar, kol davar shu mishum shvus, bein hashmoshes le'gozru. So in the bein hashmoshes didn't gozer. So afilu l'Rabbi that holds that bein hashmoshes the chama not gozer, because gavna moide the gozru. This case is moide that they did. Goizer, they were goizer, because in this case you're doing two shvusim, and therefore in this case you're not allowed to do it. But Nur says, "Vein halacha k'Rabbi Lazer." But even if you lost the mafteyach by the migdal, the erev is a good erev, and because we don't hold that it is a mukta, because sakin, which is mutter to cutting food, can also be used. It's not mukta to cut the chavolim. There's only one isur midrabon of mekalkel, and since it's ben hashmoshes, there's no problem. And therefore, it's huveruv mokamecher, and the erev is a good erev. Mishnah Dalet. Zgal gul chutz l'tchum, if the erev rolled outside of the 2,000 amos, v'nofel of gal, or on top of the Erev, a mountain has fallen down, a heap, or the Erev was burnt, or the Erev was of Truma, then it became Tomei. If this took place while it was still day, Erev Shabbos, that's on Friday, in an Erev, then it's not an Erev. If this happened after it was dark, it was already Shabbos, how is it Erev? Then it's a good Erev. If it's a Sofik, whether it was before night or during the night, that Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Emrim, the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, Harizeh Chamer Gamel. This is like one who is leading a donkey with a camel. So the donkey goes ahead and the camel goes behind him. So he has to go back. So the person has to turn both ways, has to go look ahead of him for the donkey, and it also has to look behind for the camel. So same thing is over this in this case over here. In the back, the city is pulling. He shouldn't be able to go more than 2,000 amos, because perhaps the Erev was gone already, and then he belongs to the city. And on the other hand, in the front, he's being pulled by the Erev. Maybe the Erev was there till it became dark, so then he belongs by the Erev, then he's not allowed to go in the other side of the street, even not one, because that's where he is resting place. So it means he has to stay in his place. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Emrim, Rav Yosi Shimon said, Sofik Erev Kosher. If there's a doubt whether there's an Erev, the Erev is Kosher. Amar Rav Yosi, says Rav Yosi, Avtumus Hemim Shmo Chamisha Skenim, Avtumus testified that he heard from five elders, Sofik Erev Shekosher, that if there is a doubt about an Erev, then that Erev is Kosher. Says the Bartanura, Nizgalgil Chut L'Tchum, Einei Erev. If it rolled out of the tchum, it's not an erev. Hoil yesh mi beisu shu lonshom. Since from the house that he is staying there, sleeping over there, adaruv till the erev now yisim el paim amo, more than 2,000 amo once it's rolled out, lemotz lemezel mishkele, so he cannot go there and take it. Behushin is galgul shtei amos, provided that it rolled out 2 amos chutz l'al paim amo outside the 2,000 amos. So kol odom yesh li arba amos, for every person has four amos b'mokam eruve from the place of the eruv, shte amos mitzad mizroche, 2 amos to the east shel eruv, shte amos mitzad morove, 2 amos to the west. So basically, he has extra 2 amos. Nofel of gal, if a heap fell upon it, v'hu deboyi morev v'chatzino lipmiy. The problem would be that if he would require a shovel and other tools to remove the heap, the habi melocha v'lishvus, that would be a job and not just a mirabonon. But if he doesn't need that, he can pick it up, and even though it would be violating a midrabonim, but we say ben hashmoshes, it doesn't matter because it's mutter ben hashmoshes, the ancient shulus according to Rabbi. Truma benitmas, truma, or if it was truma and then it became tomek, says the Bartanura, the hashdo lechazi. Now, if it was truma and it became tomek, also now it's not fit, loyli didei, not for him, loyli achrine, not for others. Trumat Meir is not fit. And Artana needed to teach us all these cases in which there is the Erev is no longer useful. First the case of rolled in outside of the Tchum, and that the heap fell on it. The Iyashmin and Nizgalgul, because if he would just tell you when it rolled out, because it's not there, so then he's in one place, the Erev is another place. But in the case where the heap fell on it, is a gabe, where it is by him, then I would think there isn't it. And if he would have taught us the case where the heap fell on him, but in that case, he can only take it with a shovel and the chatzina. And that's why it's not a good Erev. Avon is galgil, but once it's rolled, the efshad in Ashur Zeka. Well, there is a possibility that the wind will blow him hadilah. Just it rolled out, it could roll back in, leilat echatchum. Maybe it'll roll it back into the tchum. Emel have Erev, we think maybe it's an Erev, kumash volon. No, that even in that case is not an Erev. The ton on Nisraf, and it tells you Nisraf, that it burned, ledicha koichav de Rab Yosi, to teach you the strength of Rab Yosi. Even though it's no longer in the world at all, if it's a sofik we don't know, still Rav Yosi is going to say that sofik erev is kosher. We're going to learn later on in the Mishnah. And it teaches you truma shenitmas that has become tomei to teach you the koich of Rav Meir. The afal gav the yesh no ba'ilom. Even though we have the truma in the world now, v'yesh lo imaran, we can say hamidenu ben hashmos el chalzoko shulkayt mukain. We could say by ben hashmoses, we should place this erev in the chalzoke of before v'toyru yosef. Since it was toyru, so why don't we assume that ben hashmos was toyru? Afilu lo achilu amrin chalzoke lo kula. Still, we won't say the chalzoke lo kula, and that's the reason why we need all these four examples. Of chutz l'tchum, nofel ala nizgalgul chutz l'tchum, nofel ala galgul, nisraf etruma v'nitmas. So, the Mishnah says, so all these things, what happens, that if it's mishach ha-sheicha, after the erev tchumim got lost, or something happened to it, as the four cases, if it happened mishach ha-sheicha, after it got dark, how does the erev? Then it's still an erev. Why? Because after it already acquired during the time ben hashmoshes, we don't care, we don't worry if it got lost because the kinyan was already there. But if it's a sofik, so But Rabbi Yehuda said it's a chamer gamel. It's a chamer gamel. The mesafkelon, because we're not sure, he kona le'eruv. Whether the eruv was kona v'ochi havi beisui, and that here is his home where the eruv is. U'mahocha yesh la'apayim l'chol ruach, and from here he has 2,000 for every side. But v'hifsid, but he did lose the alpayim, the 2,000 shemever beisui v'holo, that's from the side of his home and the other direction, because his place, his home, is by the Erev. Or perhaps, Shemeloi Kona Erev. Maybe the Erev was not Koina, because it's a Sofik. Or maybe it happened before Shabbos, that it got lost, it's gone. Umebeisi Yeshla Apayim L'chol Ruach, and from his house he has 2,000 Amos for each side. V'lekona Le'eve La'avere Ruviklu. And then his Erev didn't buy anything at all. Because of this doubt, he's prohibited to go only 2,000 amah. Not like I said before, he doesn't have to stay in one place, but he still can go the 2,000 amahs in between his house to the Erev, because that is monoshach. That's either case. Those 2,000 amahs, he's allowed to go. Bahanach mishtari. In those he's allowed to, because wherever his shvisa is, whether it's at home or where the Erev is, those 2,000 amahs is okay. But the 2,000 from the Erev and further the other direction from the Erev, away from his home. Loi, no, that he can't go there. Dilma loi kona, Erev. Maybe it wasn't kona. Umibase of Eilich Nami, loi from his house to the other direction, he can also not go. Dilma kona, Erev. Maybe he did kona the Erev, and then he lost the 2,000 the other way. Nimtza zemeshche lekan, zemeshche lekan, that each one pulls him in each direction. Ki odom, like a person, hamanik chamer v'gamel, who's leading a donkey and a camel, shachamer heilach lefonov, the donkey goes ahead, v'zeman hige, and he's leading him, v'agamel ma'achoydev, and the camel goes behind, v'umeshche, and he pulls it. V'tzorich lifneis lefonov al'achrev, and he has to turn in the front and in the back, because each one pulling in a different direction. Rabbi Yesi and Rabbi Shimon say that Sofik Erev Kosher. If it's a Sofik of an Erev, it's Kosher. Because the reason is, Damrinam, because we say that Hamid Erev Achas Kosher, you replace the Erev on its assumption as it was before. When it placed it, it was within the boundaries, and it was clean. There was no heap. Therefore, the Erev is an Erev. So was the Aloche, that we always assume that it was a kosher Erev, that the change took place after it was already koine, and that's why it's a good Erev. Mishnah, hey, masna odom al eruve, a person can place two Erevs, one Erev in the end of 2,000 amas from the Mizrach side of his house, and another Erev on the end of 2,000 amas on the west side from his house, and he can make a condition on the Erev, and he says, Imbo kusim and amizrach, if the kusim will come from the east, so then I have to run away Eruv and Amayrev. Then my Erev that I placed should be in the west, good Erev. And the one from Mizrach is not a good Erev. What happens min Amayrev, if the kusim, the goyim, will come from the west side, Eruv and Mizrach, then my Erev to the east is what I placed in Mizrach should be a good Erev, and the one Amayrev should not be a good Erev. Imbo mekan umekan. So if the kusim, the goyim, came from both sides, from this side and this side, the mokum she'eretz eilach. So whichever way I want to go, I should go. The erev should be a good erev. Then lebo lemekan lemekan. So if they will not come, not from here, not from there, hareni kibneiri, then I am like the city, people of my city, and both of the erevin should not be a good erev. That's one way of saying, or another same thing in another way. In bochoch min amizrach, if the sage will come from the east side, they move in the mizrach, so my erev should be to the east, so should be a good erev, and to the ma'ariv should not be a good erev, so I can go to the east to greet the chacham if it's min amayriv. If the chacham will come from the west side, they move in the ma'ariv, then my erev, the erev that I made to the west side, should be a good erev, so I can go to the chacham there, and then the mizrach one should not be a good erev because he wants to go one side. Bo lekan lekan. But if two sages will come, one to the east and one to the west, this is part of his condition. He says, "L'mokum she'eretz eilech, to the sage that I wish tomorrow to go to, I should be able to go." So one Erev should be a good one, and the other one should be a no good one, the one I want to go. Or he says, "Leilekan, leilekan, I might not want to go to anyone, to none of the sages, none of the chachamim, and then Arikibrairi, and I want to be like the people in my city. And both of these Erev should not be Erevim, and I want to be just like people, go everywhere. So then, such a Tanai, a person is allowed to make a condition. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that Im ho yachad meim rabbi, if two sages, one came from the east and one came from the west, and one of them was his teacher, he has to go to the side where his teacher is. And if both of them were his teachers, then he can go to whichever rabbi he wishes to go. Says the Bar Tanura, Masna odum al aduve. Person can make a condition on his eruv, which means maniach shnei eruvim. Person can place two eruvs, echad l'seif alpaim l'mizrach beisei, one at the end of 2,000 amas to the east of his house, ve'echad l'seif alpaim l'mayrev, and one to the 2,000 amas to the west of his house. Ve'aymer, and he says, im bo ev di gilun l'mizrach, if the Gentiles they come, they're going to come to the east, ve'tzarech ani livrech p'neim, and I will need to run away before them, yikna li eruvi she'v'mayrev, then my eruv that I have in the west should be acquired for me, that is my place, and I can go via Lila Maida Basin, and then I have to the west of my house, Daldal Paimama, 4,000 Amma. Bava Gavdale also Adla Mochor, even though they don't come until the next day, Amrinan Yesh Breda, we say there is a Breda, in other words, that we can figure out later on, that the Benash Moshe Kornale Eruvide Yergises, that the Benash Moshe's, it acquired for him the Erev of the other side, even though at this point we don't know, we figure out later what took place before. Then he says another choice, Harini Kimle Iri, Alpayim Iri Lechol Ruach, I want to go 2,000 from my city to any side, any Tzarich. I'm not looking to gain in one side, to go extra in one side, lose in this case. I maybe want both places. Same thing is in Bochochom le Mizrach, but he's coming chut letchom iri, outside of the boundaries of my city that he can go. And I wanted to learn from him. But now I don't know leizit sad yovei, to which side is going to come. Ulamachar eshmer bnei odom aboyim shom lekana the eruv. Tomorrow I will hear from people that come from there to here through an eruv, so he wants to have the ability. So then we say he can make this condition. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that in bo mekanim, they come from both sides. Vechad mem rabbi, and one of them is his teacher. Yechad etz rabbi, he should go to his teacher v'lo etzel ha'achar, and not by the other one. The kimlon begavei, because we know it's to us it is known about this person, the Bishas Knias Eirev Ben Hashmoshes, that at the time that you acquired the Eirev during Ben Hashmoshes, Daite, his mind was the Likun Lelei Ha'hu Eirev, he had in mind that Eirev that was the Litzad Rabbi that's in the side of his teacher is kind of for him. So he can't have it the other way. Ve'in Alocha, K'Rav Yehuda, Alocha is not like Rav Yehuda. Sometimes a person will be more comfortable with his friend more than his teacher, so it's really possible that the other place where he wants to go, and therefore he can still make the decision, and he doesn't have to go to the side where his Rebbe came from. Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Lezer says, Yemtev asomuch l'Shabbos, Yemtev which is close to Shabbos, Beim milfoneo, whether before Shabbos, which means Yom Tov is on Friday, or whether Yom Tov is after Shabbos, which is on Sunday, and he needs to go on the first day, he has to go in one direction, that is to the east, and the second day, say, he has to go to the other side, Dahainu Ma'ariv, he has to go to the west, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvim, so a person can place two Eruvim, one Eruv in the Mizrach side, and one Eruv in the Ma'ariv side, and he says, Eruvi Barish in the Mizrach, my Eruv should be a good Eruv on the east for the first day, Ubashenian, and with the second Eruv, that should be the Ma'ariv, for the second day, that should be in the Ma'ariv, or the other way around, Barish in the Ma'ariv, the first day that he needs to go to Ma'ariv, Ubashenian in the Mizrach, and then the second day, he'll go to Mizrach. Or he only put one Erev on the first day, and he says, Eruvi Barishin, my Erev on the first day should be a good one for the first day. And the other day, I don't want to have an Erev at all. I want it to be like the people of my city and go in both directions 2,000 Amis. Eruvi Bisheni. Or he says, my Erev should only be on the second day of of the Tchum Shabbos, Uberishin Kibnei Iri, but in the first one, I want to be like the people of my city, to go 2,000 from each side. So that's okay. But Chamem, the Chamem say, to Rabbi Lazar, do you then not agree that if a person puts down an Erev, for one day, or Ma'ariv L'Ruach Achas, or you place the Erev on one side for a whole day, or you ain't a matter of kolikar, or you don't play, or you don't place an Erev at all. So likewise, Shabbos and Yom Tov is like one day. Is oymar of the shnei yomim? Either he plays the Erev for both days in one direction, or ain't a matter of kolikar, or he doesn't make an Erev at all. Ketzad yaseh. So what should he do? Melichay barishet on Erev Yom Tov before night, he brings the Erev, the bread to 2,000 amos, umachshichalov, and he sits by the Erev until it gets dark. Then he takes the Erev back and goes home. And then tomorrow, on the first day, he can go 4,000 amos. And basheni, on the second day, which means Yom Tov, before night, before Shabbos, so then he places again the Erev to the same side, and he sits by the Erev until it gets dark, and he eats the Erev. So it turns out that he gains with his going, so that the Erev tomorrow, and he benefits from eating the Erev. Because if the Erev was eaten on the first night, so then it's only an Erev for the first day. And it's not an Erev for the second day. Amalam Rabbi Lozer, so Rabbi Lozer said to them, to the Chachamim, that when you agree Moedim Atam Li, that you are Moedim to Mir, Shein Kedei Shei Gedush Tei Gedushas, that Yom Tov and Shabbos are two separate days. Because had they been considered only one day, so then even if the Erev was eaten up the first night, so you also, just like you allowed to go 4,000 amas the first day, you should also do it the second day. And you shouldn't have to make a separate Erev. And the Chachamim aren't sure whether it's one day or 2 days. Therefore, they make the need for one day for 2 days to make the way to the Chumrah. We'll see in the Martanura. So we're talking that Yom Tov and Shabbos come together. And in both of them, you can't go more than an Erev to Chumim. So the Blazer says that a person makes two Eruvim. Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvim. Explain the Bartanura. Imo Yitzorich Leilach Yom Rishon Lekan. If the person needed to go on the first day, Shabbos or Yom Tov, but the first day he needs to go to one direction, V'yom Shnei Lekan, and the second day in the other direction. So then he can make an Erev for the east and for the west, Erev Yom Rishon, on the eve of the first day. And he says like this, Erev Yishal Mizrach, the Erev of the east, Yikna Li Hayoim, shall acquire for me today, the Tzedech Machar, for tomorrow, so that for the first day he can go to the east, at 2,000 Amos, that direction. Erev Yishal Ma'ariv, and the Erev that I have in the Ma'ariv, Yikna Li Ben Hashmoshes, the Machar, that should acquire for me the Ben Hashmoshes of the next day, L'tzedech Yom Sheni, for the need of the next day. The Kosova Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos, V'yom Tov, Lav Kichad Yom Arichaninu, that's not like one long day, Eloshtein Kiddusha, saying there are two separate holiness, Ben Hashmoshes the Kamo, and the Ben Hashmoshes the first day, the day of the Koni, it acquires for the first day, but v'leili yom sheni, not for the second day. Or the Mishnah said that when he says eruvi harishen v'sheni kibneiri, v'sheni kibneiri, what does it mean v'sheni kibneiri? Doesn't the kolaima? What it means to say says Martanura, v'im lo yitzarich lelech elu v'yom rishen, if he only has a need to go on the first day, u'v'sheni ein tzarich lozuz mimkoyim, he doesn't have to go from his place. V'ein the reitz l'hafsid. He doesn't want to lose loyal paim shel tchum mekan, not $2,000 of his, not 2,000 amos of his tchum from this side. Ve'lo yalpaim shel tchumim mekan, another 2,000 amos rosh tchumim on the other side. Yarev eruv echod, he should make only one erev letzad shurei tzalelech boi b'yom rishon, to the side that he wishes to go with on the first day. Ve'omer, and he says, eruv izeh, this erev yikna li letzorech mochor, should acquire to me for the next day. U'b'shein yarev yikim b'nei yiri shelo yervu. I'm like the people, and the second day I'm like the people of the city that have made an erev. Or the other way, if he needs to go on the second day, and not on the first day, then Yomar, then he should say that Eruv Zed, that this Eruv that I made, Yiknali Ben Ashmoshe Shul Machor, should acquire for me in the Ben Ashmoshe of the next day. On the first day, I'll be like the people of my city. This is what the Chachomim is saying, the disagreeing of Elazar. They say the person can make to one side, or to no sides, can switch around in the middle. And then, but he adds here, he also says, Oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim. He just finished saying that either he makes an erev for both days or for at all. Or then he says again, Oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim. So what is this adding? Oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim, again, hayin l'ruach achas, for one side. The amri l'il, we just said it before, he can make for one side. For both days. So what is he saying again? So it explains about the. So why is he saying again? But this is what the Rabbanan are saying to Rabbi Elazar. Do you then not agree that in one day, if it's one day, is the Oima out of the Ruach Achas, that he cannot split a day in between, that either he is ma'ariv, either he makes an erev for one side, or he doesn't make an erev altogether. Sheini yochel leimer chatzi yoyim iruv lemizrach, half a day my erev is in the east, v'chatzi yoyim iruv lemayrev, half a day is a ma'ariv. So l'shnei hayomim, so when you're talking about 2 days, nami, the same thing is for 2 days, the hainu l'shabbos v'yomtev, that is, for Shabbos and yomtev, oy ma'ariv, either he makes an erev, k'moy liyem echod, just like by one day, or he ain't him out of kolikir, or he doesn't make an erev altogether. You can't do that either. The misafkilu the rabbanon, because the rabbanon aren't sure. Shabbos v'yomtiv and Shabbos v'yomtiv ikiyem arichadomi is the one long day iloi, or not. Va'abdi hochel l'chumra, and they make in this side l'chumra. Then yochel out of the shteiruchas that he cannot go for two sides. The mochadu kedusha he maybe it's one kedusha. Va'ocha l'chumra, they also go l'chumra this way. Damrin l'kamon. Say later on, Mechel Berishain, this is the other halacha we're going to learn later on, that if the Erev was eaten on the first day, Ein Erev L'Sheni doesn't help for the second day. Dil Mashtei Kedusha Sein, because there might be two Kedushas. But like Yom Arichadom, not like one day. So the two things that the Mishnah repeats over here is just that one of the example, because he's saying, just like you cannot make the Oysa Yom is either your Ma'arev or not Ma'arev, so likewise, b'shnei yomim, oy ma'arav l'shnei yomim, oy ma'arav kolikir. That's the lashon in the Mishnah. So what does he do? What did the Chacham say? Ketzad yase, what should he do? So he says like this. Melichay berishay. Who melichay zakta? Shliach, the shliach leads it, takes the Erev Yomtev shalifnei Shabbos. On Erev Yomtev that precedes the Shabbos. So that's on Thursday. On Thursday before nighttime, umachshich halav, and he waits till it gets dark with the erev. Achi yikna ha'erev until he the erev acquires. V'noytel uboloi, and he takes it and he comes back. Shemayevet, it might get lost. V'shuvein the erev l'sheni, he won't have an erev for the second day. K'diketani, as we learn, nechal eruv berishin. If the erev is eaten on the first day, erev l'rishin ve'en erev l'sheni. It's an erev for the first day, but not for the second day, because we do go l'chumra. So what do we do with Basheni? And then he does on the second day. Chayzer Malicha Basheni. He goes back and he brings it there on the second day. The Kaimalon. Because we know the Allah is Amarev Pas Berishin. If one who makes an Erev and with bread on the first day, Vereitz Alarev Pas Basheni, and he wants to make an Erev with the bread on the second day, Tzorich Shi Arev Ba'isa Erev Atzma. He must make the Erev with that bread itself. Shekara Olof Sheim Esmel, that he already called the name of Erev Tchumim from the day before. va'ato sheisik, and now he's quiet. Avaloi bepasach cheres, but you cannot use with another bread the boy lemikre alei hashto, because now he has to place on it a name, shem eriv. He has to call it now eriv, an eriv on that bread. And then he's preparing for Yom Tov LeShabbos, so he can't do that. So, says, so the Mishnah says, so he comes there in the second day and he eats the Erev, Mach Shecholom, and eats the Erev. And it says, V'nimso Mishtaker Balichosei. So it comes out that he gains by going. Klemar, Koine Le Halicha LeYom Machar. So this acquires him the ability to walk on the next day another 2,000 amos from there. Umishtaker be'eruvay, and he benefits from the Erev she'eichle, that he eats it. So he can go tomorrow and he can eat the Erev there. But Yom Tov achar Shabbos, but if the situation is the Yom Tov follows Shabbos, this case was Shabbos, that the Yom Tov was before Shabbos. But if it was achar Shabbos, the lo yefsher b'hochi, which you can't do so, because on Shabbos he cannot carry it. He cannot bring the Erev back, and Shabbos not allowed to carry from where there is. So therefore, Yom Tov he carries it, but on Shabbos he can't carry it. So the lo'ev shabachi. So malicha berishay. So he brings it on the first day. That means he brings it on Friday before Shabbos. He doesn't eat it. He leaves it there. Then he goes back on the second day. Later, is to see him kaima erev if it's still in existence. Then he can wait until it becomes dark to be kind of him. And if he wants, he can eat it afterwards. So Rabbi Lezer was arguing to the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer, who holds that you could make separate eruvim for the Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he says to the Chachamim, "Moedim atem li shenish te kedushas. Do you agree to me that there are two separate holiness, Yom Tov and Shabbos? Damritu, because you said that nechal erev birishain, that if the erev was eaten on the first day, ain erev l'shenit. So then, that erev does not help for the second day. So it means a separate day. V'ichad the kedushin inu, and if it's all one sanctity." Then it's like one day. So let it be quiet for both of them. So why would you not? Why do you care that it was eaten up? So that means that must mean we need a separate Erev because we need again Ben Hashmoshes to be kainah because the second Ben Hashmoshes second day, and that's why the Erev needs to stay for the second day. Since it's two sanctities, Yochel Arev Nam L'Shteiruchas, so he can also make for both sides, different sides, because each one is a separate day and different Kedusha. But Rabbanon, as the Hachal Chumra and Hachal Chumra, the Rabbanon go in both cases to be stringent. Kedamoron, like I said, Mishanun Safkilu, because they are in doubt, and therefore they're not sure if Shnei Yomim or Chadayim, and therefore if Nechal, and after the first day you cannot walk on the second day at all because it doesn't help because it may be a separate day, And on the other hand, you cannot all make separate directions for Tchum and Shabbos for both days, because maybe there are one day, and therefore you cannot go in different directions because it's considered like Imaricha. But Locha, Rabbi Lazar, the Locha is like Rabbi Lazar in this din, the Shabbos v'Yom Tov Shtei Kedushas Hein, two separate Kedushas, and he could make two separate Eruvim in each direction. Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah Shehoye Yorei Shemot Tzaber. If he is afraid that perhaps the month of Elul will be a leap month, which means that it will have 30 days, and the 31st day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And if Elul is going to be 29 days, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be the 30th day, so then Rosh Hashanah might be the 30th day, and he's not sure what it is, so he has to make Rosh Hashanah both days. He's not sure whether Rosh Hashanah is on the 30th day or Rosh Hashanah is on the 31st day. So, and on the first day, he has to go on one side of the city, into the east side, let's say, 4,000 amos, and on the other day, he has to go to the Meir side, 4,000 amos. or in one day he wants to stay in the city, he doesn't want to lose anything. So Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvim. So the person places two Eruvim, once to the east and once to the west. And he says, Eruvim Birishin LeMizrach, my Eruv should be to the first day to the east, and the second day should be to the west. Or he says, Birishin LeMayrav, the other way around, first day to the west, and the second day to the east. Or he only places one Erev, and then he says, Eruvi Barishim, my Erev is on the first day, Vasheni Kibinairi. Second day, no Erev altogether, I'm like the people of my city from both sides. Or he says, Eruvi Bisheni, my Erev should be on the other, second day, Ubarishim Kibinairi. The first day, I'm no Erev, I'm just like the people of my city. So that's what he said, that equal person can do. But the Chacham did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Bartanura that Rabbi Yehuda says at Rosh Hashanah that he wasn't sure whether it's going to be on the 31st day or it's going to be in the 30th days. Shema Tisavre, it might become a leap year, a malip month. Says the Bartanura, Shema Yasu Bezdin Agodel Elul Meuber, perhaps the great Bezdin, the great Sanhedrin, will make Elul into a leap month. V'yu Bez Yom Tevim, and then it's going to be 2 days Yom Tev. Yom Lamed Shal Elul, it's going to be the 30th day of Elul, Yom Lamed Aleph. And the 31st day. Hu Tzorich Leilech Berishim Tzadechot, in the first day he needs to go to one direction, B'sheni L'Tzadach, and the second day another direction. So Ma'arev Shnei Eruvim, he makes two Eruvs, Manichem Berev Yontev, and he places them on before Yontev, Zelekan, one for this direction, Zelekan, and one this direction, V'Omer. And then he goes through the whole thing that he can make a condition, one either this direction, that direction, or no, or both one on one day and nothing in the second day, or nothing in the first day and then the other direction the second day. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. But the Chacham did not agree. The Kasavri, because the Chacham hold Kedusha Achas Hein, that it's one Kedusha, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha. And on the 2 days of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, that it's one Kedusha. The Lav Mishum Sveika Bilvad Iskin, because it's not only because of a doubt alone that we institute a second day of Rosh Hashanah. Shema Kitchu Beznes Yom Shloishim Yom Lomad Aleph. Maybe Bezdin was Mekadesh the 30th or the 31st, Echad Memchol, then one of them is weekday. That's not the only case. Hello, but there's another reason why we have Mishum Deshema Bo Edim, because we're afraid that the witnesses might have come min ha-mincha ulemayla, that they come from the time of mincha and above on the first day they haven't yet Mekadesh, they weren't yet sanctifying the moon, and we don't know for sure so Shoshana, so they come from mincha ulemayla. Shenoyegim, so then we conduct ourselves Oysa Yem Kodesh, that day was kept at Kedusha ulemachar Kodesh. And tomorrow was Kodesh. So we knew already that that day was not Yom Tov, but still they kept it Kodesh. And the next day Kodesh. Tavai Kedusha Achas. And they both become one Kedusha. And therefore, there's no Sveik of the Yom alone. There's additional reason. And therefore, it's one day. You can't make one direction, one day the other direction. But in the other 2 days of exiles, which they practice in exile, the lois can elam isveika, that they did not institute only because they weren't sure which day is it. Because we don't know when the great Beis Din sanctified the new month. We're not sure whether the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah or the 30th, not Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about all the other Yomim Tovim. We don't know which day is Sukkot or Pesach. We don't know which one of the days. So Maiden Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham will agree to Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Kedusha Saint, that if there is two separate sanctities, the 2 days, there is only a Sofik, the Chachamim, and therefore we will be able to make, a person can make, an Erev on one day in one direction, one day the other direction, because one of them is really Chayil, and the other day is Yontev, and he can go according to the Erev that he made for that day. The Chachamim Hamurim Kan, the Chachamim that I said here, who Rabbi Yosi, that is Rabbi Yosi. This is the Rabbi Yosi who holds, the Bartanura will mention later on, who holds that there's a Kedusha Achas, and therefore, on a Shoshana, and therefore, the two Eruvim doesn't help. The Bartanura will bring down a little later on. Mishnah Ches, Vayidom Rabbi Yehuda, some addition Rabbi Yehuda said, Masna Odom ala Kalkola b'yom tiv rishon v'oichlo b'sheni. A person can make a condition about a basket of fruit on the first day of Yontif, and then he can eat the fruit on the other day of Yontif. So let's say if a person has two baskets of fruit that weren't taken truma, you hadn't taken truma for them. And on Yontif, you're not allowed to take truma from fruit. So on the first day of Yontif, he can say like this, if today is not Yontif, because we know that the second day Yontif we make is only because we're not sure. So he says, we don't know which day of the month it is. So he says like this, if today is not Yontif, then this fruit of the basket should be truma for the fruit of the other basket. And if today is Yontif, then I didn't say anything. Then it's not truma, because then you can't make truma on Yontif. On the next day, the other day Yontif, he says the same thing. If yesterday was weekday, so then yesterday one basket was truma, the other can be eaten from the other basket. And if yesterday was really Yontif, and yesterday wasn't truma, so then today I'm allowed to make a truma. So in the either way, on the second day, you can eat the fruit from the other basket. Same thing is an egg which was born laid on the first day Yontif. You can eat it on the second day Yontif, because if the first day of the week is weekday, so then the egg was born on a weekday. And if the first day is Yontif, so then the second day is a weekday, so you also got to eat the egg either way. But the Chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Bartanura, that Rabbi Yehuda said, additional masna odom ala kalkola. A person makes a condition about the basket. Says the Bartanura, that sal sheyesh by peiris tvolim, a basket that has fruit that are tevel, have not been separated yet, the trumas maestris. Masna lo b'yomtiv, so he can condition on Yomtiv, Aleph shel Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Vayomer, and he says like this, Im hayom choil, if today is the weekday, because Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the 31st day, Teizu truma aleilu, so this should be truma on others. Im hayom kodesh, but if today is really the 30th day of Rosh Hashanah, Em b'dvarei klum, then what I said means nothing. Shemagbim truma b'yont, you're not allowed to raise the truma, separate the truma b'yont. Ulamachar, and the next day, he says, Im esmol kodesh, if yesterday was really Rosh Hashanah, Vayem Choyl, and today's week, Teizu Shamarti Esmel Truma Aleilu, this that I said yesterday, that this should be Truma for these, V'im Hayem Kodesh, V'esmel Choyl, so then, if today is the Choyl, then what I said yesterday, Zu Shamarti Esmel Truma Aleilu, so he's saying it again today. So if Esmel was Kodesh, Vayem Choyl, so he says to Hey Zusha Marti Esmel, so he's saying it again. What I said yesterday, this should be Truma Aleilu. Bim Hayom Kodesh, but if today is the holy day, but Esmel Choyl, Kvari Truma, so it's already Truma from yesterday. Vayichol Kakolam Sukenes, he eats the fixed basket, Umishayra Truma, and he leaves out the Truma. Loi Hoydu Le Chacham, the Chacham did not agree to him. Who Rabbi Yosi? That is the same Rabbi Yosi.
That Moran that we mentioned, the Sofer Kedusha Achasim, he holds that it's one sanctity in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ein Magbim Bem Truma, and we don't cannot raise Truma on the both days. V'Davke B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, and it's only by the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah as considered Yom Arich, like one day. Kedeprishis Le'il, as said before, because it's not just because of Veked Yoyim, Mashen Kein a regular Yom Tov. V'Chein, the same thing is says the Mishnah with Beitzer Shneil De Berishin Shel Rosh Hashanah. Toichal b'sheni. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Bartanura, the imorishin kodesh, because if the first day is really the Rosh Hashanah day, hasheni choil, then the second day is not the Rosh Hashanah. Ubeit shenol to biyantiv mutaris b'choil. And egg that was laid in yantiv is permitted to eat in the weekday. Day nachona l'choil. There is no such thing as preparing for the choil. V'im harishin choil. And if the first day was choil, v'asheni kodesh nimtza shechoil meichin yantiv. So it turns out that it is the weekday that prepared for yantiv. So either way, it's okay. V'shapir domi, that's okay. But v'lo haydu lechachamim. The chacham did not agree. V'shnei yom teimu shalosh hashanah bilvad.
Again, only on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah alone. Avo, but as far as Bishnei Yom Tovim Shel Golius, as far as the 2 days of Yom Tov of exile, which they celebrate, make 2 days, Mesfek the Yom, made them late, they agree, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the person can eat the egg, make this, can eat the egg on the second day, and it can make the condition with the baskets with regards to the Truma. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Deisa ben Harkinas, Aymer, Rabbi Deisa ben Harkinas says, however, if not Teva, the one who leads the services, and he goes, leads the services, but Yom Tov Rishis Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Aymer Hach Litzeinu Hashem Lekenas Yom Rish Chedish Hazeh. He should say, Hach Litzeinu means strengthen us God on this day of Rish Chedish. Im Hayoim, if today is Rish Chedish, Im Lemochar, if tomorrow is Rish Chedish, so strengthen us tomorrow. And on the next day of Rosh Hashanah he says the same thing. Im hayoim, if today is Rosh Chodesh, so strengthen us today. Im emesh, if yesterday is Rosh Chodesh, strengthen us from yesterday. Lo'id l'chachamim, the chacham did not agree to Rabbi Deisa. Says the Bar Tanura, that the one who leads the services on the Rosh Hashanah, he says, hachlitz v'achlitzenu. Chlitzenu means zarzenu. Bachlitzenu koyach, hasten us and give us the power. They were ready, armed, midbar lamed beis with the bnei god bnei ruvim. Pirish acha and another interpretation: Hatzilenu malteinu, save us and let us escape. Kimechaltzena shemodim ro, let us escape from a bad person. Tim kufman. So he says like this. Im hayoim, im mocher. He says that im hayoim, im mocher. Im hayoim, who, if today it is, achlitzein hayoim, then help us today. Vim mocher, who, achlitzein mocher, help us tomorrow. Veloi hod lechachamim, the chachamim didn't agree to him. Loi lahaskish al reshchedish b'rashonah. First of all, not to mention reshchedish b'rashonah altogether. Veloi lahasnes, and also not to condition im hayoim, im mocher. Or say, either today or tomorrow, lo aimer, but rather he says, vachlitzeinu stoma. In an unspecified way, b'shnei hayomim, in both days, b'ein maskei shel chodesh kol iker, he doesn't mention chodesh at all. Halach kechachamim, and halach is like the chachamim, that we don't mention rosh chodesh, we don't specify im hayom lemochar, we just say chatzeinu stam. This completes the third chapter of Masechta Erevin.